Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to AntPod.
$25, mama braid your hair. Sit on the porch, yeah, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living. $25, mama braid your hair. Sit on the porch, yeah, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living.
I would not get old if I dig with my knees. If I grind down my teeth, I know from the attic of me, from the bottom.
In her fingers, carpal tunnel in her wrist. But the feet of kids are nice in between her legs and twist. While she listen to that oldie soap opera, smoking bogeys on the phone. Gossiping, tell at home girl story. Girlfriend worry, cause her son's in a hurry to see the state pen or a cemetery buried. My reply, do her best, but it's still rough. Keep your kids off the street and away from them drugs. Doing hair in a house, ain't putting on Daniel. Daddy in and out, and who turned that channel? Sneakers turn the house juice, stepping on the back. Ashing her cigarette in a brown paper bag. Smoking joints, laughing, trying to get the part straight. For a 10, put your perm in, don't scratch all day. Hot coals on stove, put the food. In the bowl, say that's how many nights it was hard to keep on. Now a trap in a double ain't forgetting. Wanna see me dead or locked in a prison? In a system with division, only thing I add up, fucked up. Cause a nigga trying to get a couple bucks. Now I'm trap in a double ain't forgetting. Wanna see me dead or locked in a prison? In a system with division, only thing add up, fucked up. Nigga trying to get a couple bucks. $25, mama paid your hair. Sit on the porch, yeah, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living. $25, mama paid your hair. Sit on the porch, yeah, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living. Zigzags, good night, fast food. If you really ballin', mommy cop Chinese food. If you really wonder why these people got issues, cause the rent owed and the fucking lights do. On her knees at night, pray a miracle come through. Daddy shooting craps, trying to win a pair of shoes. I've been growing my hair, about to let mommy twist it out. While I'm with my friends, even got myself a biscuit. Homie, mommy smoking wet nut and I lose. Now we stashing cracks in some $100 shoes. Sitting at his crib, smoking switches, getting faded. Told me hit my mommy up, cause he trying to get braided. What we gon' do? See that local dope man. See if he can put some money in our hand. Same one, jump me, the same one. In front of me, cause I'm tired of seeing my family fucked up and hungry. Now I'm in the trap and a double ain't forgetting. Wanna see a nigga then I locked in a prison. In the system with division, only thing add up. Fucked up, nigga trying to get a couple bucks. Now I'm trapped in a double ain't forgetting. Wanna see a nigga then I locked in a prison. System with division, only thing to add up. Fucked up, cause a nigga trying to get a couple bucks. $25, mama braid your hair. Sit on the porch, yeah, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living. $25, mama braid your hair. Sit on the porch, yeah, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living.
The first song that you heard there was $25 by Danny Brown featuring Purity Ring, and that came off his third studio album, Old, which was released this year. He is a rapper from Detroit and apparently started rhyming from an early age, saying in kindergarten that he wanted to be a rapper, which kind of reminds me of one of the skits from Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style album. Apparently, he tried to stay out of gangs and dealing drugs, but unfortunately his life went down that route. And after he came out of jail for the second time in 2007, he decided to seriously pursue music. I first heard about him when I read an article about an infamous incident that happened on stage with him and an overly affectionate fan. But this is the first album I've actually heard by him, and it's fantastic. It's quite a diverse album with lots of guests such as Purity Ring, obviously, but also Absol, ASAP Rocky, and even Charlie XCX. You should definitely check it out. Yeah, welcome to AntPod, and thank you very much for listening in. The usual applies, there might be swearing on the tracks, or I might swear. So if you don't like bad language, it's probably best to listen to something else. And apart from that, we're going to carry on as per usual after last week's diversion. The next track I'm going to play is Black Apple by the Redneck Manifesto, which came off their fourth album, Friendship, which was released in 2010, and was the last album that they released. They are an instrumental, or they were, sorry, an instrumental six-piece from Dublin, and they formed in 98, and by all accounts were a fantastic live band. They seem to get compared to, And So I Watch You From Afar, another instrumental rock band from Ireland, who I think I haven't featured yet, but I will feature at some stage. And while I understand that they usually get mentioned in the same sentence, I think that the Redneck Manifesto has a slightly wider sound, and hopefully you're going to hear this on the next track. So, yeah, let's crack on.
Thank you.
The track that you just heard there was Water Damage by Dick Diver, which came off their second album, Calendar Days, which was released this year. They are a quartet hailing from Melbourne, Australia, and they pretty much do like chilled indie guitar pop. Apparently all the members swap instruments all the time while playing live, and apparently they all sing too, which is quite unusual, so I hope you like that track. The next track is going to be Heart by Darkside, which came off their debut album, Psychic, which was released this year. They are a duo from New York consisting of Nicholas Jarre, who is an electronic artist within his own right, and Dave Harrington, who is a multi-instrumentalist. They met while they were still at university and decided to join their talents to make Darkside, and pursued to make a number of EPs before they released their debut, but also released a remix of Daft Punk's Random Access Memories called Random Access Memories Memories, which they released for free on SoundCloud, and it's fantastic. But yeah, here they are. Thank you. Last track that you just heard there was Romans by Minx, which came off their second album, Tides End, which came out this year. They are a duo from New York, and they pretty much do electropop stuff. Apparently, the frontman and songwriter Sonny Kilfoyle was having horrendous writer's block when he was trying to follow up their debut album. And like so many bands, escaped his arbitrary home of New York to find other climes in which to be inspired. Apparently, he ended up being inspired by a home owned by an old rich family, which had to be sold due to the economic downturn. The record itself is a little uneven, but it's an interesting listen anyway. The next track is Snakes and Ladders by Snowman, which was released on their third and final album, Absence, which was released in 2011. They were a four-piece from Perth, which started when the guitarists met each other when they were 14, and disbanded in 2011 after this album came out. They relocated from Australia to London, in late 2008, and toured with people like the Drones, and yeah, I love this track.
Oh, Christmas. Yes, I smoke shit straight off the roach clip. I wrote shit for the blunt at once to approach it. Forward motion, make you sway like the ocean. The herb is more than just a powerful potion. What's the commotion, yo? I'm not joking around. People learning about what they smoke in my oven's on high when I roast the quail. Tell Bill Clinton to go and inhale. Exhale, now you feel the funk of the time when I feel the effects. I want to get high.
What you heard there was the classic I Wanna Get High by Cypress Hill, which came off their second brilliant album, Black Sunday, which was released in 1993 and was probably their best album. They are a four-piece from California, but the three main participants are Sendog, DJ Muggs and Be Real, and they're named after a road in Southgate, California. They've obviously been around for ages and are a highly influential group who were the first Latino slash Cuban hip-hop group to have a multi-platinum album. They have an album which is pretty much greatest hits one, where they sing entirely in Spanish, which when I was at uni was one of the most played CDs in the house. And they've got a very distinctive sound with the nasally rhymes of Be Real and the bass heavy beats of DJ Muggs. Pure class. The next track is going to be The Waterbed by Umberto, I'm guessing, which came off the album Night Has a Thousand Screams, which was released in 2012. Umberto is otherwise known as Matt Hill, who comes from Kansas City, who tends to produce, in his own words, soundtracks to films that don't exist. Apparently, he was invited to write a soundtrack to a slasher film called Pieces, which is from 1982. And his efforts were screened at the Glasgow Music and Film Festival 2012, where Stuart Braithwaite from Mogwai was in attendance, and who subsequently offered to release the music on his rock music label. And here it is. Thank you. The track you just heard was I.O. by Rival Consoles, which came off his debut album I.O., which was released in 2009. He is otherwise known as Ryan Lee West, but I think he's from Leicester, and was apparently obsessed with music when he was a kid. This album has a very squelchy kind of analogue sound, which kind of reminds me of old school Aphex Twin when he was still trying to make you dance. And this whole album is like a squelchy, dancey joy. So if that sounds good, you should definitely check out that album. Right, I've only got two tracks left. The first one is going to be Katang, by Zun Zun Egwai, which came off their debut Katang, which was first released in 2011. They are a four-piece from Bristol, and this album is full of ideas which help kind of push their somewhat straight down the line pop into completely different realms. Their singer sings in English, French, Creole, Japanese, and a whole bunch of made-up languages, but the one thing that really struck me about this album was that there's just so much energy here that it's completely infectious. I'm going to follow that up with Rope by Gowns, which came off their brilliant debut album Red State, which was released in 2007 before the band broke up in 2010. I've actually featured them in a somewhat roundabout way, as the singer of the band is also now a solo artist called Ema, who I featured on the podcast before. I'd never listened to Gowns before I listened to Ema, but I can honestly say that they were fantastic, and you should definitely check out this album as it's quite special. And I love this track. I think that's about it for this week. Cheers.
Oh, buzzing inside you. see.